Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Well, in your infinite wisdom and powers, could you please have the sun come out?
I'll work on that. I've been hollering today for a while, and we'll see if we can bring that sun up.
Well, I wanted to get your take on what you think we are going to hear from Governor Rick Snyder and his announcement today about government reform.
Well, I don't have any insight on that yet. He hasn't put anything out. He's keeping it pretty secret so far. But I would guess that he's going to ask for governments like cities and townships and counties to work together to lessen the cost for the taxpayer. More combination of fire and police services and that sort of thing.
Do you think that that is putting undue, unfair pressure on these communities because they are facing tough economic times themselves?
Well, I think that it's not undue pressure to use a carrot approach, a reward for combining services and saving everybody a lot of money. I know over in the west side of my district, town of Saugatuck, the town of Douglas, and the township of Saugatuck are all talking about combining their services to save everybody a lot of money.
There is legislation that is going to be dealing with illegal immigrants. Have you seen that document yet?
Not sure which one you're talking about. There's a number of bills proposed about illegal immigrants.
Well, the one I'm referring to is going to just look to get more information more requirements from these illegal immigrants to be documented. It's Judd Gilbert's bill. Didn't mean to put you on a spot, but just knowing you, I figured maybe you had glanced at that.
Well, I've heard of a number of proposed bills. I certainly support what's known as e-filing, so that when an employer hires somebody, they check to make sure that they're a legal citizen. I think that's very important that we make sure good Michiganders are getting jobs and it is not going to somebody from another country. I think that's fair. As far as checking, I think that the police do a good job now. Frankly, there's been a problem in the past that I've been aware of where the federal authorities just look the other way and don't care. And when the local police perhaps stop a group of illegal immigrants, they won't come out and pick them up.
All right, Senator, before I let you go, what's the hottest thing that you're working on right now?
Well, obviously the budget's the hottest thing, but other than that, it's got to be the sex offender registry, the changes, and we hope we'll have that through the House this week.
And that's the one with consensual sex for young people, for teenagers?
Well, I wouldn't quite put it that way, but yes, it does take care of the Romeo and Juliet case where, for example, you have a 17-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl in high school. The boy ends up on the sex offender list for 25 years simply for boyfriend-girlfriend type stuff. Yeah, we want that to go away.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay.